Hello guys, Jack here from Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast, and yes, the rumours are true, we're heading back out on tour in May 2024. 68% of the tickets are already sold out, but there are still a few left at Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, Cardiff, Sheffield, Nottingham, Bristol, Bury, and our home city of Norwich. So, don't waste any time, grab your tickets today, and come and watch me, Alfie and Robbie live.
And me.
Mainly me, Alfie and Robbie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
HappyHourLive.co.uk. See you in May.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Holes. It's Father Rismus, bitches.
Oh, no. Who's Father Rismus?
I'm the younger hypocrite. I can't do that.
You can do it.
Are you reading that off your phone?
I've tried to do a character, boys.
Yeah, let's try again.
But you've scripted it.
I was liking it.
I lost confidence.
Okay, no, we like it.
Right.
We really like it.
Picture the scene.
No, just give it to us.
The mise-en-scene.
Just right. Give him time.
What?
You said that yesterday at the roast, not on the pod.
You said that twice on the pod as well recently.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, he doesn't know what it means.
Okay, what's the scene?
I'm Father Christmas, bitch.
Father?
Are you American?
No, wait.
Do Americans even say Father?
Wait, this is awful. I'm Santa Rismus, baby.
What? I don't know, what? He's not called Santa Christmas, is he? So why have you changed it from Father Rismus to Santa Rismus?
Well, I'm Santa Claus's sexier, hipper brother, motherfuckers.
What, you start American Mr. Rismus. Why do you then go into Norfolk in the last two words and look less confident?
I like to switch it up, baby. I ain't like my fat older brother, bro.
Well, you got similarities.
Mm.
You saying I'm fat? Because I'm wearing a fucking Greg's jumper.
No, you look nice.
What?
You look nice.
Why are you smiling when you say that?
Because... It's muscle fit.
No, you haven't got it's muscle fit.
Yeah.
Except I haven't got any muscle.
It's
fit.
No, it's nothing to do with what's under it. It's that when you move in certain ways, it folds perfectly where you'd have boobs.
I do have boobs.
You don't, do
I
you?
Do. I ain't like my little younger brother.
Older brother.
Oh, I ain't like my older brother because I'm like that motherfucking virgin. I come more than once a year, bitch, in women's vaginas and butts.
This is rank.
Butts?
Butts? Yeah. You have to add that.
I ain't no incel bitch, Santa.
Okay, any more?
He's from Lapland, whereas I'm landing on ladies' laps, motherfucker.
Is that it?
I've got loads more.
Oh, can I have
some
more?
You've said I'm not an incel Santa. Like, Santa's is... Life.
My brother's a bitch. My brother ain't slept with no woman except that Miss Claus that he had for motherfucking...
So he has slept with one woman.
He slept with one woman.
Yeah.
One woman once a year for like many years.
He only sleeps with her once a year.
Once a year. And you've heard the phrase, Santa only comes once a year. Well, fat but Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm coming all year long.
All year long?
But all year long.
That must be painful after a while.
It's quite painful. It takes a toll on my penis, but still we get through it, bitches.
Why do you have a different last name to your brother?
We don't.
Christmas.
He's Santa Claus.
Yeah, what are you?
I'm Jared Claus.
Jared Claus.
Jared Claus. Jared.
Why do they call you...
Sorry, is Jared a weirder name than Santa, bitch?
Well, his name's not Santa, is it? It's Saint Nick.
Yeah, and I'm Saint Jared.
What are you the saint of, Jared?
Saint...
Come on, you must know that.
The saint of tits, man.
Saint of tits!
Why do they?
I knew this character wasn't going to get off the writing room floor.
Well, it has, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah. You wrote it, and it's on the floor.
It might end up on the chopping room floor, if you know what I mean.
No,
it's being edited out.
No.
You're keeping this. The listeners deserve to hear this.
Well, I will I'm coming back on a Christmas app in a big way.
You've just said it might end up on the chopping board, and you're saying, I'm going to bring it back.
Well, if one of my hoes, Fiona, don't cut it out, I might come back on Christmas in a
who
big
your,
way.
Who are your other hoes?
I got many hoes.
Such as?
Blitzen.
That's a reindeer. One of your brother's reindeer. Is that legal? That's also male.
Who cares if it's legal if it's...
And you said you just do ladies' vaginas. But that's
and butts.
But that's a rain... I think Blitzen might be a male, potentially, a human.
Let's just say I'll be blitzing that pussy.
What pussy?
But as I say, I don't think that he has one, maybe.
Is it a male reindeer?
I don't...
Good. I shag anything, bro.
Anything?
I ain't...
Even children?
I ain't on that homophobic shit, bro. I'll fuck man's butt.
What about... I don't think it's not homophobic to not...
Is it festive then? Oh, say goodbye to Father Rismus.
Do we have to?
I'm off, homies. Jared's out.
Where are you going, Jared?
I gotta go smoke some blunt and with some of those green cigarettes. You feel?
Cannabis.
Ah, yeah.
Ah.
I'm off, G.
Right, nice to meet you.
How did you travel here?
Yeah.
I travelled here on a sleigh, and let's just say that's not the only sleigh I'm slaying.
You're slaying a sleigh?
Pussy again.
Yeah. Or butt.
He's gone. He's fucked.
Of course it is.
Yeah, bye, Father Rismus.
He's got a problem.
That was a tough listen, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
My worry is that this episode doesn't go out before we record the Christmas special.
Yeah.
So you won't get the general consensus.
Oh, no,
from
people
the
will. No, I think I know. They're going to hate it, Stevie.
Yeah.
They're going to hate it and they're going to call me immature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going to say.
They're going to say it's like the in-betweeners again.
Yeah.
Toilet humor. Lowest common denominator.
I'm sorry.
Shit.
But if they've listened to us for 5 years and got over 400 episodes in and they don't think it's shit toilet humor,
Stevie,
that's on them.
Sometimes it looks like we've turned a corner.
Yes.
We're interviewing Vanessa Frake Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm talking about coming in men's butts.
Yep.
That is your choice though, isn't it?
It's my choice, but in the moment I sort of like think, yeah, that might be slightly funny, and then just sort of like when I'm on my own, I just close my eyes and think, you did that.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe you should not do things you think you might be really embarrassed about later down the line.
Yeah, it's just hard to come back from plush football.
People have come back from worse.
Mm. Have they?
Yeah.
Like?
Logan Paul?
That's true.
Yeah?
That's true. All right, I feel good about it now.
Yeah,
yeah,
go on,
I
son.
Feel good about it. Do you think Gervais will be on the phone?
Probably not. Other than to say, please never invite me again.
Right. His lawyers might be.
How are we?
I'm better for that.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Let's bring the mood
I liked
bit.
That.
Yeah.
No, because it's made us feel good that like no matter what we say in this episode, it's not going to be the worst
be
part
funny.
Of it. Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I was saying.
Yeah. Got you. Been doing much?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Anything Christmassy?
No, I don't do that.
I don't do Christmas.
Ever?
No.
What do you mean? This is a Christmas episode.
What do you mean?
I feel like, well, you know I don't like forced fun. And that is the day of forced fun.
Why did you add the word forced?
Why I like fun.
Why can't it just be fun?
My own...
Yeah,
because it's forced upon me.
Why is it? You choose to go do these things. Like I spoke about Winter Wonderland, I chose to go to Winter Wonderland. You can not go if you don't want to.
I haven't gone.
Yeah, no one forced me to, but I went by choice.
The day is forced on me.
What,
the adverts.
Day?
Why are you just sitting on the sofa looking all miserable? It's Christmas Day. That's forced upon me.
Do they say that a lot?
Every year.
And who's saying that?
My family.
Why are you miserable? Christmas is a time to spread joy and love.
You're quite Scroogey, Al.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not Scroogey.
I thought I was the Scrooge.
I'm not Scroogey. Yeah. I like... what do I like? I like white snow on the fields of Suffolk.
Yeah.
That doesn't really happen until like January, though, does it?
I love January.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you a January boy?
Yes. It's all over. All the shit is over. Let's get back to it.
Get back to what?
Normality.
What's normality for you?
Like just
sitting
get
on the sofa, but no one telling them that it's Christmas Day.
Playing Hogwarts Legacy.
No, I haven't played in ages.
EAFC.
I've been playing a bit of that, yes. But I don't like that everyone's just once. It's like, oh, this is such a brilliant day, but it's like
that's great, isn't
it? You tell me you don't wake up and think, oh, it's a bit underwhelming.
Oh, well, when you're older, yeah, because you've not got the joy.
When I have children, I'll love it.
Yeah, when they get to visit Father Rismus.
What am I getting out of it now?
No.
They won't visit Father Rismus.
He'll visit them, actually. That's what he does.
No, that's so strange. Leave my fucking kids alone.
You don't even have kids and he's a
Yeah, just leave them alone. Leave them alone.
They'll love him. You know,
they won't love him.
You know the way the world's going now? When we were kids.
Go on, Blue Bama.
When we were kids,
yeah.
Who did we love? Robbie Williams, yeah?
What? I do not remember a moment when I was a kid just going, oh, fuck, I love Robbie Williams.
JLS.
I did.
Blue.
I love JLS.
Why are these
I love JLS.
I saw JLS live.
They were our role models, yeah? Now look who it is.
Not that they were our role models.
Now it's H. And Drizzy B.
Yeah, but they're nothing like Father Rismus.
No, Father Rismus is the Santa of that world, of the rap.
A grime artist.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Where were we?
Like this time of year. I'm sorry. I wish I did. I will when I have kids. I loved it when I was a kid.
What's your favourite time of year?
I like January.
What's special about January,
That's
though?
That's the most depressing month.
Do you not like...
Why is it?
Well, look, do you like Easter? That's April. Do you like the summer? Anything in the summer?
Sometimes. It's too hot sometimes, isn't it?
Your birthday? November?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you hate your birthday. Yeah. And then you hate Christmas. Halloween?
Nah.
Bonfire night?
It's my birthday, day before.
St. George's Day?
Like, what's that? What's that?
What do you mean, what's St. George's Day?
Well, that is a weird thing for him.
Yeah. I'm just trying to mention holidays that he might... St. Patrick's Day?
Easter, I've never partaken in, nor Halloween.
Pancake Day?
What do you mean, nor Halloween? You dressed as Salah and walked around Norwich.
I swear that is the only time I've pretty much done
anything. They did it in Norwich as well.
Yes, that was a terrible night. That was a shit night.
He was the only one dressed up and he walked around like Mohamed Salah.
I just don't like... this is what I don't like. 364 days of the year, everyone's a dick to each other, right? And on Christmas Day, oh, hello, Mr. Postman, have a mince pie.
Why is he coming around on Christmas Day?
Yeah. All right, the lead up.
Right.
So it's not 364 days, then it's 350,
they'd be
2 weeks
nice
of goodness.
On the run up to Christmas, aren't they?
Yes, but then as soon as January chimes in.
Right.
Everyone's just like, ah. Oh.
And you just said January's the best time.
Yes, because that's real. That's authentic.
So what about people who love Christmas and they go around their... like?
That's fine.
Yeah?
I don't care if anyone else likes it.
You just hate
Don't
it.
Make me like it.
Okay, what is the best day of the year? You have to pick one day. What is the best day of the year, Alfie?
Probably like... January 4th.
What, the day before the kids go back to school?
Nope, January 5th.
The day the kids go back to school.
Let's get stuck into the year.
But what do you do on that day?
I get stuck into the year.
What do you do? All right, on January the 5th,
yeah.
This is Alfie Indra Day from now on.
Yes.
What do you do? What are you going to be doing on January 5th? Can you document
Working.
This on your Instagram story?
Yes.
All right.
January 5th, remember
Write a note
this.
In your phone now, because I want everyone to check out your Instagram story on January the 5th.
I'll document the day and I'll be fucking buzzing.
But you can't change what you would have normally...
I won't.
Well, he said he's getting stuck in, so he can't do anything fun.
It's going to be so dull, isn't it?
I tell you
it's
what it will
editing.
Be. That will be some of it. I might not be. I might have got it all done on the 4th.
What day is January 5th this year?
Hey, Siri, what day is January the 5th, 2024? It is Friday.
Oh, that's a Friday. You could have a good day.
Probably be in the pub, wouldn't you? With Father Rismus.
No.
Haven't done his shift.
What does he do over Christmas?
Shagging.
Sorry?
Shagging.
I can't hear you.
Shagging.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought that. I don't know why I even asked.
Right, okay. So we've established that. Well, you didn't actually say what you've been doing, did you? Just say you just hate life.
What are you going to do on Christmas Day this year? Do you have plans?
No, I don't have plans.
Why'd you ask him?
I don't know. What? I thought he might do
something.
Do you know
why I don't have plans?
You live with your missus.
Yes.
I've never said your
missus.
She's
going
that felt weird. That felt really weird.
The old
your
ball
missus?
And chain.
That felt really hurt to say.
Yeah.
Your missus.
I want to scratch my tongue.
My beloved.
Yeah, you live with Ali.
Yes.
She's leaving you for Christmas, is she?
Yes, she has a lovely time at home in
what
Belfast.
Do you do then?
I don't do anything.
Why are you not going
what
back with her?
What is there to do?
Go back with her?
Eat her?
No, I'll Yes, I will. This is the first year I will eat turkey on Christmas Day.
But you're alone.
I'm not alone.
You just said you're not doing anything.
Oh, well, I'll go around my mum's house.
Didn't say that then!
Yeah, but that's not doing anything, is it?
Didn't you eat turkey last weekend?
Yes, it's the first time on Christmas Day.
Right.
So I'll enjoy that.
All right.
Merry Christmas,
I'll eat some turkey.
Have a good one.
I'll watch. I don't like having days where no one does fucking anything. Sits about.
Yeah, but that's by choice. Like, you can still do things on Christmas Day.
What?
Isn't your base just playing FIFA, though?
No, it really isn't.
No?
No, it really isn't.
What did you
do on
Sunday? Because you went out for a roast.
Yeah, I love
that. That's kind of like Christmas Day. So what else have you done on that day?
Got some bloody work done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Every single day. There's not a day that you don't go, I'm just not going to do anything.
There's not a day of the week where I don't do some work.
Right.
Maybe you just need to do more on the other day so you can have a day off.
Well, yeah.
Have a good Christmas anyway.
Thank you.
Looking forward to catching up with you on the Christmas app.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's a few more people here who enjoy Christmas.
I was in the pub the other day on Friday, yeah, in a pub in East Harling.
I don't even know what that is.
So it's like in... It's
a lovely place.
Yeah, but... it was quite nice. It's called The Swan.
Okay.
I went in there just after we filmed our guest steps on Friday.
Okay. On the way home when you got out of the car and just abandoned us.
I literally
walked to have a wee in a service station. I came back out and Jack was gone.
It was gone. Yeah.
But we weren't even in Norwich yet. We're 30 minutes from Norwich.
No, what did you do?
My cousin met me at the service station.
Well, how did you get home?
Fiona was driving.
Then I just got in the car and it was just me and Fee. I was like, Jack, I came out and Jack was just gone.
You didn't say I'm popping off?
I didn't even
say
goodbye to him.
I didn't say goodbye. I just sort of went.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah. Grow up, mate. What are you on about?
Yeah, it's scratchy town.
If you knew he was going...
Yeah.
What's wrong? What was wrong with that?
I say goodbye.
All right, well, say it now. Say it now.
No, because I'm with you now.
Just say it now. Get it done.
Bye. See you
later.
The other day.
See you later, mate. Now, I went in this pub. I went in this pub, and there was four different groups who all came over and said how much they loved the podcast. So if we do another tour, we have to go to East Harling, because that seems like a hub for Happy Hour Fest.
Do they have a venue? Play the pub. Do a pub gig, that'd be good.
To be fair, if four different groups came over, it would be like performing to Hull.
True, yeah. But as I was leaving the pub, this guy walked past me, stopped dead, looked at me, pointed at me and went, oh, Jolly Rancher.
Oh,
I've been getting that fucking
have
loads,
you?
Yeah.
Do
and
you want to be
I don't
known
usually
for that?
Get stuff, but...
Yeah. What, in public?
Yeah. That's the most disgusting video I've ever watched.
What a thing to be told as well. Oh, I really love you on that podcast. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
That is the most vile thing I've ever watched.
Yeah.
And you're in it.
So we are now known. It finally feels like people are moving on from the advent calendar thing for me.
Yeah.
And they're now knowing me as the guy that ate the
You didn't do it.
But they connect the two, don't they? So it's like...
You're the Jolly Rancher guy.
I'm the Jolly Rancher. Well, we all are. We're all the Jolly Rancher guys.
Yeah.
What was it? Herpes? What was it?
Got a nodule.
Stop it.
Hey, it's rank. Why are we
haven't been able.
One.
Honestly, I haven't been able to eat certain things since that.
Like what?
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Gonorrhea goblins.
Eggs.
We're the gonorrhea goblins.
I prefer foreskin, strangely.
You could be the syphilis cipher. Syphilis sucker.
What's that one?
Sucker? Syphilis sucker?
You guys remember when I was in high school, the blue waffle craze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The craze.
Yeah.
It was that and two girls, one cup.
Yeah, and the girl who ate her own tampon.
Yeah, that was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've done a video on that where I copied her, like did the same thing.
What did you eat? Her tampons?
No, I got a tampon, put loads of ketchup on it and ate it.
She didn't do ketchup though, did she?
No, she did her own vaginal blood, but...
Oh, Jesus.
What are we doing?
Lord.
Why is this the podcast?
Happy Christmas.
Merry Chrysler.
Happy Christmas. But that was a weird time, wasn't it? And going back to that stage, do you remember, it was the bloke on Twitter. Do you remember Kane Larkin?
Yes. And Ollie.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Who was the other one? It was him and Ollie Larkin. They used to say they were going to fight all the time.
Yeah, there was a guy on Twitter who was like the handsome one, wasn't it?
They just missed out on Misfits, didn't they? If they were around right now, they'd be all over it.
I wonder what they're up to now.
I saw a... Kane's back on TikTok. Kane's back on TikTok. I did see he did a live... maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He was with his boyfriend.
Same bloke?
Kane Larkin.
No, but that same boyfriend, because he had a boyfriend back in the day.
What's the
that
boyfriend?
Older bloke.
Yeah, he's with an old guy. It's an old guy.
Oh, maybe that'd be nice if it was the same.
But I mean, a lot older.
Yeah, he was.
And Kane was hammered.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept being embarrassing. And the old guy was like, stop, because it's a bit silly. Like, yeah. It's falling over the place. And he just got his cock out.
Oh.
Was this on a lie?
Yeah, and then it got back, and then it got shut down. Yeah, he got his
not
cock
surprised.
Out.
Not surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did that back in the day a lot, I
what,
remember.
Cock out?
He did, yeah, thing.
Did
I
he?
Saw things, mate.
I saw a lot of bum. Thing.
Yeah,
bum.
Okay, come on.
Right, that's why I've gone
we're lowering the tone. We're lowering the tone
Ring
again.
Ring back the Jolly Rancher. Because that is disgusting.
What are we doing today?
I went for a roast yesterday.
Okay.
You were there.
Tick. Did you, know. Yes. Did why you, did I say tick?
Did you enjoy it?
Lovely. Top of our roast list so far.
Weird when I said, huh, to that woman, wasn't it?
Yes, Jack was very rude to the waiter.
Oh, I think you're Mr. Big Boy now.
Mm. No, I Fee was talking to me. I was deep in conversation as the lady had come over, and Alfie was paying with her, and then she turned to me. And
paying
went,
weird
with
way
her.
To pay.
Paying with her. God's sake.
And then she turned to me and went, are you ready to pay? But I'd just turned from Fee, and I was still thinking about what Fee said. I looked in the eyes of this lady, but I didn't register that it weren't a part of my group.
Yeah.
And I just went, huh? Like that.
Ah? Yeah, yeah. All his face all crinkled. Like, yeah, like that. Ah?
Huh?
And then I sort of looked and her face dropped as if to say like, oh, that's rude. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought, yeah.
And she'd just seen someone come have a picture. So she probably thought you were like,
oh yeah.
Oh, you're
a
wanker.
He's a bit big for his boots, isn't he?
Someone come in and had a photo. She's come over and went, would you like to pay? And I go, huh? Yeah.
I was being really charming and lovely.
Were you?
Yeah.
Tell her how much you hate Christmas. And
no. I'm not getting into this.
Right.
I don't burden others with my misery, apart from
us.
My loved ones.
Give us a smile.
Oh, that looked so painful.
Well, you can't just use smile. You can just smile.
Yeah.
What?
You do
imagine
it,
he paid for those and can't smile.
You smile.
I can't, to be fair.
Go on.
I do, like, if it's like that, but I hate... No.
Hang on, wait. Yeah. Wait, right, I'm going to take a selfie
I don't want you to take a selfie
right,
of
go on,
me.
Go smile. Do, no, do a real
smiling for a picture's easier, isn't
do
it?
Do a real smile.
I can't.
Look at me.
I feel like Vooge
nice.
In that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on, give me a smile.
So I'd be like...
Oh, that looks... He looks well nice.
Yeah, he's handsome.
That's so annoying, because I'm going to look like that.
Oh, and the cameras are on me, mate. I changed, didn't I?
Human. The cameras have been on this whole time.
Yeah, well...
What do you want to do today?
I've got no plan for this episode, so I was hoping you had one. Because last time I planned an episode, it was Urban Legends, and he stormed out.
Yeah. Do you have
Did
an
I?
Idea for today?
I didn't storm out. I
you
was the one
fuming.
That stayed. Yes,
you
I was fuming, but I stayed.
Do you have an idea?
Can we take these off?
No. Okay. Is that the extent of your idea?
I just feel like I look really Brexit in mine.
What?
No, it's Three Lions. It's not the England flag.
Don't know.
Just a bit like...
Isn't it annoying that the England flag is now like Brexit?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, we can't even use our flag now because of some knobs.
Okay. I don't mind, mate, personally.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the Brexit knobs who put the flag in their well, Twitter names.
Sounded like you were talking about
something
else.
So if you've got your flag in the Twitter name, you voted for Brexit,
you
which is a perfectly
even,
reasonable
you can't
thing
even
in some
a Union
people's
Jack because of some knobs coming in here.
I don't care too much.
I bet you hate me wearing this, don't you? Yeah. Tarnishing it.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you've just whinged about wearing it.
Can I just say...
It's an England top. Football.
I don't have any ideas for today's episode. However, I know someone that does.
Oh.
Okay. Hey.
Uncle Rismus.
Why is he an uncle now?
Father.
I suppose he is an uncle to somebody.
Does Santa have kids?
Father Rismus has texted me.
Yeah.
What's he said?
And he's given us some extreme festive would-you-rathers.
Oh, of course he has.
And
I bet
let me just tell you.
Yeah, I bet they're going to be sexual.
I've skim read.
Oh, they're all going to be sexual.
No. I'll say 2 of 12 are.
I'm not playing if there's any sort of things that can be clipped and make me look off.
That's that every podcast.
No, but not off.
What do you mean off?
What do you mean off?
Like the 30-year-old question.
What?
Oh, he's not going to ask us that question.
What 30-year-old
I've heard
question?
That if you had to sleep with two people of the combined age, the one that everyone stupidly asks that no one's ever going to answer.
What?
Jack did answer.
That, I just said.
What is it?
If no, you had to sleep with two people again. Of the combined age of 30.
Oh, right.
Stupid, yeah. Stupid question. They're basically going, how much of a nonce are you willing to be?
Well, it's a good question, isn't it?
It's not a good question.
It is a good question.
All right, go on then.
No, it's a good
question. No, come on.
No, it's a good question.
Give us a good answer.
Because it makes everyone go, oh, every outcome is terrible,
yeah.
But what's the lesser of all evils?
Yeah, but that's literally like,
would you rather
chop off your willy or shove a pitchfork up your bum? Like, it's not
that's
a good question.
Gone.
Yeah, we've got 11 would you rather. So,
right, come on then.
Okay, first of all.
Okay, so you're reading and Rismus isn't coming back.
Rismus is, he's out shagging Stevie.
Cool. Oh, he's going to be the new genie, isn't he?
Mm.
Do you want the genie?
No.
Why would the genie come into this? People are probably fuming going, I want the genie!
He's running a travel agent, so he can't come. Okay.
These better be actually festive as well and not just like...
But he did say extreme.
Like, would you rather have someone snow or drink someone's snow? Do you know what I mean? Like, I want them actually festive.
Okay. Oh, but before we do the first one... We're all caught up, baby. That is... Can we sing it again, but festive?
Yeah.
We're all caught up. We're all caught up.
That's not festive.
We're
that's just doing another song.
Yeah, Christmas song.
Sticky,
I got it. Your music. Your music, man. Make it festive.
His face dropped. Saying sticky.
Go on.
What?
Do you want a beer?
Yes.
he really
had to think about it.
Okay, we're
Come
all
on,
caught
let's
up.
The, cool. Jingle bell.
What about... Christmas is coming, the geese are getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat.
I've never heard that before.
You've never heard that?
Why are you looking so disgusted at me?
Yeah, I've never heard that.
You must have. My nan sings that all the time.
Maybe it's an original.
maybe. Okay. Right, we're all caught up and all that. Would you rather...
Oh, we're straight in. Okay.
No time to breathe. Yeah. I'm squeaky. I'm in.
Right. Would you rather always receive the worst presents ever...
Oh, it is festive.
...but have to pretend you love them?
Okay.
Or give the worst presents ever and have everybody pretend to you that they love them, but you kind of know that they're awful?
Oh, brilliant. Not smutty.
No.
Just lovely... Ethical Dilemma Christmas special.
Well
I love
done,
that.
Rismus.
Yeah. He's a good bloke sometimes. Yeah. Like, generally, he's quite misunderstood.
Yeah, but also all of the presents are dildos.
So always receive the worst presents ever, but pretend you love it.
Yeah.
Or always give the worst presents ever. They pretend they love it, but you know it's shit.
Yeah.
First one, easily.
Really?
Yeah.
What, always...
I'll just get the shit and be like, oh, I love it. It's fine.
Are you good at faking liking something?
I don't know.
No?
Probably, yeah.
I think I've said it on the pod before, but I'm not even good at acting good about something I do like.
That's harder.
Mate, I really
genuinely
love something.
Yeah, that's harder.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Why is
honestly,
that
mate, I don't know. I could love something. I'm like, yeah, that's amazing. But it's just like, yeah, that's amazing.
If I just went, there you go, mate. There's just, say I got you in the Secret Santa.
Yeah.
I went, there you go. There's a MacBook Pro.
Oh, cheers, mate.
I wouldn't...
But I don't
nothing,
know what I'm meant to do.
It's like there's nothing I can physically do to show you the level of... What are you raising? Is that Rismus or you raising your eyebrows? Which one? Which one of you am I talking to?
Rismus.
Thought it would be.
There's
no.
Something you could do. Say thank you for a MacBook.
Take it back. I don't need it.
Yeah, I'm not good at receiving presents. But, like, not because I don't mean to be. I'd love to be able to, like... Some people are so good at it, aren't they? You can give some people a shit present and they are, like, you've just given them the best thing in the world.
I've told this story on the pub before, but when I was younger, I've got a vivid memory of my dad going around a car boot. I collected TY beanies at the time, mm-hmm. and he got a lamb for my sister. He had to... Not in a real beanie. And, and he haggled, got it down, £8, £6, £5, bought it. I remember he was carrying it around, not letting her see it the whole time. We got back in the car and he gave it to her and she said she hated it.
Yeah, that would destroy me.
Yeah.
That would destroy me.
Yeah.
I like her honesty, though.
Yeah, well, it's good. It's like, I'll be honest with you, Dad, not for me. And I went, I collect TYs. give it, chuck it
yeah.
in.
TY yeah. very much.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. But I, yeah, that sort of broke me. Yeah.
That broke you?
What do you mean
yeah.
it broke you?
Oh, you bled.
Did you got yeah. it?
No,
but I was
you
like,
were buzzing. Secondhand guilt.
Oh.
It's a bastard, that.
There's nothing I hate more than seeing somebody try and do a nice thing and they get thrown in their
face.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Or seeing a child bitterly disappointment on bitterly disappointed on Christmas morn.
On Christmas morn?
Nice
I imagine it isn't.
No.
I never want to see it. But no, okay. I think I will go for receive the worst.
Yeah.
I won't want to be given the worst.
Yeah. I like giving presents. Yeah. So I'd hate the. But yeah. then.
We're adults
yeah.
as well. Like, I don't. You know.
Yeah, I don't care what I get. I'll take shit presents. That's fine. Okay. My only bad part of it is having to pretend I like it because, as I said, I'm shit at
it. Do it now.
Right.
I've given you a sock. One single sock, and you, oh. I've gone like this. I just, like, honestly, you can just say if you don't like it. Like, I tried really hard, but you've got sorry if
oh, thank
that, you don't
thank
like
you,
it.
Thank you, mate.
I think you might, though.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't know what it could be. No, I don't know what it could be.
You've been searching all year for this.
Oh, so nervous.
No way.
What do you mean?
I need one of these.
You need another one.
No, I just needed this one.
Well, I didn't want you to get something practical. I wanted you to get something you'd love.
Yeah, no, I do. I do really love it because, like, I'm going to make a puppet out of it.
I got it for you to wear. Why would you?
A foot puppet.
What, are you going to deface it?
No. I'm just going to talk with my toes in it.
Give it back.
No.
I didn't get it.
It's mine now.
Fucking purses, mate. Yeah. Okay, now, do you want it?
Yeah, I'd love
that,
mate.
There you go, mate.
What are you going to do with it?
Do you know what, Alf? No, like, if someone had got me two socks, right?
Yeah.
They're kind of wasted on me because I wear them, I put holes in them. This one,
exactly.
Like, it's almost like more of a momentum. I'm just
he gets it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, he's not going to wear
you.
It.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's not even going to wear it.
Make to be a cum sock. Right.
Do what you wish.
Oh, I'm not allowed to make it a puppet, but you
that's
can
fine.
Come in it.
That's fine.
Yeah, breed life in it.
That's
the most beautiful thing you can do.
It doesn't breed life, does it, Jack?
Put your babies in it.
Yeah.
Oh... Okay, next question. You were fuming that it was a normal would you rather.
Put your babies in it.
Yeah, sorry. That's the last smutty thing from me this whole app.
Oh, that's going to be hard because the next one says, no, wait, I'll leave that. Would you rather listen to I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day,
okay,
every morning all the way through before you can start your day,
okay,
every single morning of your life, or never listen to music again?
Oh, every morning.
Yeah, just every morning.
Every morning.
Really?
It's 3 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever it
Listen
is.
Listen to it 5 times every morning.
You didn't say that, did you?
No, but I'm adding more flavour.
Yep, still. You can't never listen
I'll just
to music
get through
again.
It. It's once a day.
Music's too good.
I think if there's something I have to do once a day, I get bored of it quick.
Brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Doing poopies.
It takes me hours.
Doing a pee?
Not hours.
No, but do you get bored of that?
Yeah, it's boring, isn't it?
Yeah.
I put it off sometimes.
For what reason?
I'll just go, oh, I'm not doing that.
So what happens?
I'll just keep it in there.
And it starts to hurt?
Yeah.
Right. You need to learn to go when you need to go, because that's probably not very good for you.
Right, okay. Yeah. What if you're at a function?
Yeah, that's different to I'm putting it
on. You were just sat at home playing Fortnite.
Why are you adding flavour to even things not in the game?
Oh.
No, just...
If you're at a function... Yeah, what function?
How often do you go to functions?
Like a family meal.
Yes, don't. Then you can hold it by all means.
Yeah,
we're not saying.
I'm just saying.
Feel out of breath.
What?
Well, how much are you holding it?
You know when you hold it in for too long.
Yeah, that's a long time.
I did a week, didn't I? In the Big Brother house, I did a week.
Yeah, that must have been cramp city.
That must not have been nice when you left.
Jesus Christ!
That
was tough. That
what
was
it like? Do you remember?
They got me a taxi home from Watford, and every speed bump. Hurt.
Is it because you
sorry,
know...
Fee.
Sorry, Fee. What about all the people listening?
You know when you see the loo?
Yeah.
You're holding it and then you... This is more for a wee than me, but if I really need a wee and then I see the loo...
It gets so much worse,
that is like,
it?
I'm panicking, undoing my zip. Like, oh, fuck.
How weird is that? Because that same wee, if you didn't see the toilet for another 5 minutes, you would have been able to hold.
Yeah.
That's called...
Needing a wee.
Key and lock syndrome or something like that.
Oh, right.
So it's like when you get home and your key goes in the lock.
Yeah.
Your brain triggers, I'm home, I can piss. Then you feel like you want to wee.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Every time I
saw a toilet in, there, I felt like it was kind of some kind of like mirage. You know, when you're in the desert and then you see like an oasis.
Did it? Okay. I could honestly talk about this
for hours. Yeah, hit me.
Did you ever do a sit down wee in there?
No, it was too risky that.
What's the worst that could happen? You get broadcast doing number twos.
Yeah, I didn't quite know if it was going on telly or not.
Yeah, but why would they broadcast that?
There's a camera in there, though.
Yes, but why would you have to think like there's days of footage and they snip all that up and that makes the final edit of the most entertaining hour? But, why would your poo?
But I was like, someone's going to be looking at that, and they don't deserve that. They're
you haven't consented.
Yeah.
How did you feel?
I did debate cover the camera. It's a bit high up, though. And I thought, other people in there, no one pooing.
How did you feel? Yeah, but didn't you... Did you pay attention to when other people were pooing?
Nah, I'm not an animal.
Yes, they probably weren't paying attention to if you needed to.
No, but
this is something I had to learn. People don't care about... Because I was very nervous going to loo as a young boy. You know, school trips. I would be holding it in for a week as well.
Yeah.
People don't care as much as you do.
Because everyone does it.
Yeah.
It is a bit like, oh, I shouldn't be doing it, but everyone does.
This is good. I just think we sounded amazing then. Like, everyone does it. Just like, be yourself. Like, yeah that was
from,
it's that amazing.
Yeah. If you went to like a toilet with loads of cubicles and you went and pooed and it was loud, and you come out and everyone's staring at you, you're just going to go, yeah, you poo. Yeah. Like, and what can they say? No, I don't.
You poo as well.
Yeah, fuck you.
Imagine you come out and not even said anything. Yeah, what, you poo as well?
Yeah, what?
All right, mate. Fucking hell, washing my hands, son. Okay, so you would listen to I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day 5 times every morning.
What would you do? Never listen to music again?
I don't know how much I care. Like,
you love festivals?
I do love festivals, and that would be a shame, but I'd go and I'd just like not hear anything and just be like...
You wouldn't dance,
how would you stop yourself from hearing it?
No, I just mean like you physically can't hear.
Oh,
music
like if
anymore.
Music starts. Oh yeah, films would be weird as well though, because there's music in the back of films.
That's true. That's true.
And a lot of films have the music kind of sets the scene. Yeah. So you could be watching a scene and get it completely different to how others do because the song's not there.
That is true. Okay, I'd listen to it. I'd do my head in though.
Oh yeah, of course it would. Yeah. But luckily, it's a good song. At least you didn't pick like an awful Christmas song.
Okay. Would you rather spend the entire Christmas evening at your family's house showing your family Sidemen Sundays and pretending they're the best comedies this generation has ever seen? So you can't be sarcastic about it.
Like, who am I showing? Mum?
Mum, girlfriend, girlfriend's parents, like the whole lot, right?
Yeah.
Or unironically, publicly tweet each 7 members of the Sidemen, can I please be in the next Sidemen Sunday every day until either they accept it or they block you?
Probably the first one.
But think about it, because I was thinking about this on the way up. If you now did that to me, it was like, watch this.
I wouldn't do it to you.
No, but if you said to me, watch Sidemen Tinder, I would know that you're being sarcastic.
Yeah.
You have to spend weeks prepping up to this, going, I've got the best thing to show you.
I think it's not so unfunny that I think they would give me like a... sympathy, like, oh yeah, that's really good.
Oh, they'd give you a leeway thing.
Mm.
Is it okay?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not showing them Paul Breach's TikToks and going, these are amazing.
Yeah, that'd be my.
Like,
worst.
There's jokes that they have an opportunity to fake laugh in or real laugh if they like them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I just think if I was at my dad's and I went, watch this, and I stuck on a Sidemen Tinder, it'd go, what are you doing?
Yeah, but my mum would. Your dad's sense of humour is completely different.
Yeah, my mum would probably not really get it, but she'd be going, oh God, aren't they naughty? Aren't they naughty boys? Like that.
Yeah, if I was at my family's, my nieces might like it.
Right.
I don't know if they do. I'll never ask.
So this is quite an easy one then, is
it?
Yeah,
I just go, go on, enjoy that.
Because the other day,
you know the Sidemen have like Topps cards now? They've got collectible Topps cards.
I saw
them in Tesco.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And I told Isaac, I was like, I was just talking about it. I was like, oh, I've saw these. No, I was speaking to our mate Dan, and I was like, oh, Sidemen have these cards now. I saw them in the shop earlier, and Isaac went, who are the Sidemen? I went, YouTubers, because he's only 7, he obviously doesn't watch it. And then he was like, can you get me those cards? I was like,
what?
Why? And he just went, because they're YouTubers, so maybe one day I'll watch them. And I went, you're way too young. You're never going to watch them. By the time you're old enough to watch them, they probably, I'd be surprised if they're still doing
it. One of them might be dead.
Well, why was that the first
thing? Such a weird thing to say.
Why is that your goat? He's only 7,
right?
He'll be old enough to watch their content in about 6 years.
Oh, well, they'll be all right then. But in like 11 years' time or whatever.
They're still only being in their 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just think like the way the world is now, people die.
But what? You've said that twice and still not. What is the world like now?
You know now if any of the Sidemen die by the time they're 40, people are going to go, why the fuck did Jack say that?
No, by the law of averages.
What? Out of 7 people, one
of
you
could
gonna...
die.
Stop it. This is the worst. This is why I hate Christmas.
The law of averages, isn't that? One in three people will die before 40.
No, but because I've got quite a morbid way of thinking about stuff, I do often think, like, so what do I love, right? West Ham. Yeah?
Yeah.
Right?
Pork.
Yeah. Yeah, pork belly and West Ham. this is exactly what I look like as well. I think, what's the squad now? 28 players? Right?
Yeah.
So in 10 years' time, what are the odds that all 28 are still going to be alive?
Well, they're all athletes.
Yeah, they should be all right.
Young athletes.
The side men aren't.
A couple of them are.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
I just think it's not good... it's not good manners to...
assume death upon someone?
To speculate as to whether people are going to die.
Yeah.
It's nothing on them personally.
All of the side men are quite fit, actually.
Yeah, they are. They're healthier than me.
I'm
dying before Vic Star. I know that.
Oh, no, they're all smashing. Vic Star's like ripped now, isn't he?
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure they're all that muscly now.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, nothing against them.
You just think one in seven,
one in seven
are likely to die before 40.
I mean,
is it?
Yeah,
because it's not a good point, but it's a point.
Can I also ask you this question? And it is morbid.
Yeah.
And trigger warning for people that have health anxiety.
Yourself.
This is going
to
send my
brain. Are you sure you want to
say it?
Wait, no, before we do this, are you sure? Because I'm not getting a bloody message at 3 to go, and I can't sleep because of what I said on the podcast. Just think, do you want to do this? Do you really
want
to do this?
I don't want him to do it.
Right. TW. Right. You know how the adverts for like the Big C? So.
Oh, Jesus, you're going to be a fucking wreck tonight.
Why are you... I've got to go to an event with him.
Right, but you know how they say, like, one in two people will experience C in their life?
Yeah.
I probably know two people that have it, but I know 1,000 people.
No, but that's your experience.
Yeah.
When they say one in two people, they don't say one in two people get it. They're saying one in two people will experience it, as in a close relative or someone will have it. I've experienced it because my granddad died of it.
So I'm 2 in 1,000 then, or whatever it is.
Oh, Jesus.
No, because 1,000 are relevant, mate. Because in that 1,000, most of them probably have known someone.
Enough. Well, I am part of the metric.
They're not saying 50% of people get it.
You're a text. Okay.
Cool. Okay. No, if anything, you've been looking at the odds.
What's
as if
next?
You've got a 50% chance of getting it, which you haven't.
That is exactly my thought.
No, you're fine,
one in
mate.
Three men will experience prostate cancer in their life. I'm like, well, look at this table then. One of us is getting the arse cam.
Two of us aren't.
I don't like them odds.
What are you hoping it's me?
I'm hoping it's anyone bar me. I don't care which one of you get arse cam.
Cheers.
Just can it not be me?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
It's fine. Fucking hell.
And one of the side men may die in the next 11 years.
But hopefully they won't.
Hopefully here, send one up for long May Sidemen Sundays.
Don't send one up then.
Right,
keep it down.
Yeah.
Keep one down.
Keep one down for Sidemen Sundays.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So we're,
fuck
cool.
Me. What's the next one?
God, that was weird.
Let's end it at that.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
fucking hell, this is a festive episode.
So we've done ours.
Right.
Can?
Just to try and get my mind off it now, we're going for one of Rismus's.
Okay, I'm happy to do that for you.
Right, now, we don't have to approach this in a sexual manner, but let's just be adults about this, right?
Hmm.
Would you rather never have sexual intercourse again in your life,
yep.
Or in order to retain a normal, healthy, whatever your sex life may be, in order to retain that,
it's going to be rank.
You have to come down a chimney once a year.
Sorry?
You have to
go down a chimney.
Ejaculate down a chimney once a year.
Whose chimney?
Anyone's chimney.
My own chimney.
Do you have a chimney?
I don't know.
Like a lot of houses have like a...
I don't fucking know. That's weird,
I think a lot of houses have a faux chimney now. Like there's a chimney
What's
there.
A faux
but
chimney?
Like there's a chimney there, but you're not setting a fire at the bottom of it, are you?
What's a faux...
Like a chimney, it's there for visible. Like
I
you can
you
go
meant like an enemy chimney. That's the faux chimney.
No, like a faux leather, like a fake chimney.
FAUX.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like a lot of houses probably have those where there's no fireplace in use anymore.
No, I'm talking. You have to find a house with a real working chimney, and you have to do a little come down.
Well, yeah. Well, how are you going to get on the roof?
Well, that's for you to work out. I'm not here to do your whole planning for
can
you.
Can I do this? Can I see how it goes without, and then if 1 year I think I might fancy it this year, then I'd go do it.
No, you have to make the decision now. Rismus thinks
I think
no.
Is it that bad to come down a chimney?
As well, like,
look, what's the worst that could happen? Get caught doing it.
Then I'd have to find ulterior methods to, like, conceive a child, and that'll be, you know, Ali will be going, why don't you just do the chimney?
What if Ali just sits at the bottom of the chimney?
Oh, fuck off.
She doesn't deserve that, Stevie. Don't drag her into this mess.
You asked her how to conceive a baby.
That is just a fucking awful.
I don't know how that would even...
No.
I'm not sure the science is there behind it.
Could it work, though? Hell. Could that work?
Like a weird method of turkey basting.
World's longest conception.
Distance. Oh.
Christopher Nolan's new film, World's Longest Conception.
Get Goldstein to present it.
I just adopt.
Yeah?
You're not doing the chimney.
Not the chimney?
I just think I will fucking dread Christmas even more. Yeah. Oh, it doesn't have to
be
at Christmas.
Right.
So it's not Christmassy, is it?
Hang on. No, it is.
Because Father Christmas comes down the chimney.
Yeah, that's all he's gone for.
Yeah. Right, but can I just say, right, let's be adults about this.
How? It's not an adult question.
Right, so say say you went, right, I kind of want to continue just having a normal active sex life.
Yeah.
Right?
I hate that you're you hate acting like a sex education teacher, like normal active sex. I hate it so much.
Right, but so if I got up on a roof at nighttime and no one was about and just did it, no one's finding out, are they?
No.
Are they?
I think... You would be scared that someone may find out.
I would be scared, but I think I could do it quite stealthily.
You'd have to go middle of the countryside.
Yeah. Do a mansion.
Because that's just... Why would you not do a small bungalow with, like, a little old person living in it? Yeah, but...
Yeah, but it's not going to... It won't reach the bottom anyway, will it? No, I know gravity, but, like, the likelihood of you getting such a perfect shot that doesn't hit the walls or anything is low, isn't it?
Do you know what? I don't even know what the fuck this is. I would do it, yeah.
Yeah, we're all coming down chimneys.
And then, can I decide to stop?
No, the other way. If you don't.
But then what about when I'm 80?
If you don't, well, you're not going to be doing sex anyway.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But I can just stop. I don't have to do it forever now.
No.
I'll do it. I'll have a kid next year and then I will just be celibate.
Okay, all right. Yeah, if you don't do it within the 365, you stop. Then.
Yeah, I'll do it, have a kid, then...
That's a weird question, wasn't it?
Yeah, but also festive. Would you rather have Mariah Carey round for Christmas Day every year, so you have to do your normal Christmas setting, but she's there?
Pressure. Oh, she'd not enjoy that.
No, she wouldn't, would she? Imagine that. Or not have... I know what he'd fucking say. This is for you, mate. Or not have Christmas Day again.
No.
You're not involved.
I would have Christmas Day because others around me would be devastated.
What, if you didn't turn up?
They still get Christmas.
Everyone gets Christmas.
No, my mum and dad would be heartbroken if I just stayed on my own in the flat because I've asked if I can do it.
So you're turning up with Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Unexplained.
Can you not explain?
No, a lot of these ones coming up, you're not allowed to explain.
Wait, hang on. But so, you're my mum, I'm with Mariah Carey. I'm my mum, you're me. Jack, Alfie, why have you got Mariah Carey round?
No, let's do it, but I'm your mum and you're you.
I've got Mariah Carey round for Christmas.
Are you saying this?
She's here.
Right. Hi, Alfie. Welcome to Christmas.
Hello.
Welcome to Christmas. Is that actually normally? Welcome to Christmas.
I don't usually knock either. I just sort of
you
go
just
in.
Walk in.
Yeah.
Hiya, Alfie. Good one for not.
She doesn't
knocking.
Say hiya, Alfie.
What'd she say?
She'd be like, Alfie.
Alfie, my little scrumpchkin. Yeah. Come here.
Hello. Ooh, kisses.
Come through. Where's Ali?
She's here.
Oh, hi, Ali. You okay? And who's that other blonde?
This is Mariah Carey.
Oh, is this your friend that you know from...
No, it's can't you see, Mum? It's Mariah Carey. It's Mariah Carey, the celebrity. The actor, the musician. Mariah Carey. Sorry, did I not mention? Yeah. Did I not mention she's...
You
can see, Mum, are you fucking blind? It's Mariah fucking Carey, Mum. She's in your house right now.
Oh.
Yes. Sorry for raising my voice, but it's very hard to understand why you couldn't understand
what
I meant.
I know you despise Christmas, so you're not in a great mood. But
thank you.
But why... Hang on, sorry. Mariah,
Yeah.
What, Alfie? I'm going to need some context here. How do you? Mm. I know you're doing well with the podcast and stuff.
Thank you. But thanks so much.
But what? How?
Don't listen to this one.
How do you know her? Sorry. Not, how do you know Mariah?
Oh, just we just became mates online.
And why is she here?
I'm not allowed to say.
But she'll be here every year from now on.
Would your mum...
She'd welcome anyone in.
Would she?
Yeah,
but what,
she'd be
everyone's
going
to welcome her in, aren't they? No one's going to go, fuck off, Mariah.
My mum would I think my mum would be a bit like... like, she would be like, oh, come in. But then she might go to, like, Ali, like, why is Mariah coming?
Ali can't say anything either.
Why? Yeah, well, but Ali would go, I don't know. He won't tell me either.
Yeah, would Ali be all right with it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit fishy, isn't it?
Well, everyone's going to be all right about it.
I don't
you're
know.
Taking a
no, I think I don't want Mariah Carey around my house.
No.
I just don't.
Have you chosen Mariah Carey because she's been known to be a diva?
Well, she's festive.
Yeah, but then, because if not, it's not a negative. You just take a celebrity round. If they're nice and you go... They'll be here every year. Your family going to go, cool, she was nice.
She's known to be a bit of a diva, allegedly. So I don't think she's going to really like, as lovely as Alfie's mum is, I don't think she's really going to like it around Alfie's mum.
No, she would love it. She would love it.
Would she?
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that your mum wouldn't do a lovely setting, but Mariah Carey would think it's shit.
No, she would enjoy it. I'm not even joking.
What does your mum do?
It would take Mariah back to... pre-fame. It would be a very, very authentic...
You didn't know what Mariah Carey's childhood was like, though. They might have already been minted.
Mariah Carey's Christmas, Alfie, will be the most idyllic movie. It'll be like a Hallmark Christmas card.
I think at first she'd be like, oh, fucking hell. Like, I'm in Debenham in Suffolk.
Yeah, she'll go, this is a shithole.
But then I'd go... Then my mum would be like, would you like a cup of tea? And she'd be like, oh, yes, love, yes, I do. And then she'd sit there and she'd be like, this is actually quite nice. And then maybe she'd become part of the furniture. Year after year, she's coming round, she's enjoying it. Mariah's back. Maybe I'd start enjoying it.
Yeah, it
she'd
might
do
be
a little
nice...
sing-song. I'd probably put that on TikTok.
I don't think she'd get into it.
She would, mate.
Might be a nice break for her.
Nah.
Yeah.
She'd be having
the family round.
She will have teams of 50, 60, 70 people that dress her house. Chefs come in that cook the meal. It will look like Hogwarts buffet.
I'll change her.
No,
I promise you, we would change.
It sounds like a Christmas movie, doesn't it?
Yeah. You just got to have Mariah.
Hey,
around.
Let's see.
Should we pitch it?
Yeah.
Chris Nolan, if you're there. It's probably not Chris Nolan. Who is it? It's more... who did Love Actually? Whoever did that?
Richard Curtis.
This is one for you. A guy makes a deal with the devil and has to invite Mariah Carey round to his little family home in Debenham.
It's not little. It's a...
Fairly moderately sized.
Well, it's a sort of just, it's like a nice terraced house.
Two up, two down.
Yeah.
Two up, two down. Mariah's there. And they have to put on the Christmas.
Yeah.
And Mariah hates it and she thinks it's beneath her.
Yeah.
But over time, she becomes accustomed with the Wes Burns posters on the wall. She becomes accustomed
with Ogden in
the living room.
Why is he always at my house in hypothetical scenarios?
I think we know why, don't we?
No smoke without fire.
No, in this case, there is no fire. He's never been round my mother's house.
Okay.
I watched a film at Christmas last year that was pretty much that. Like a celebrity ends up in this random house and she's like just happy to get away from it all.
Yeah. The true meaning of Christmas would come out.
Mariah Carey would. Yes, a good point. But okay,
would you
have
Mariah Carey round for Christmas?
No.
What, you'd never have Christmas again?
I would never have Christmas again. I'd do it all Christmas Eve. But I...
No. No,
you're
Christmas
not allowed to explain
all.
Why you're doing it on Christmas Eve.
No.
Sophie's going, but I want to do it Christmas Day.
I couldn't stand being with her.
Okay,
point.
I'm...
Why? You don't know her.
No,
she
I
might
know,
be lovely.
I think she's a bit of a...
Okay,
diva.
Say to me... That because you're not allowed to say why. Mm. Tell me we're doing Christmas another day. That's not Christmas.
No, because you said no Christmas
at
all.
And I will be one of your loved ones.
Don't allow him to have it on a different day.
It says or not have Christmas Day again.
Well, then you're having Christmas Day on a different day.
Yeah, I think I've got to be true to the rules.
Okay, why aren't we having Christmas this year?
Fee, I just, do you know what? I love you.
Thank you.
I love your family.
Thank you.
And I just don't think we need. Outside noise. Like, let's just enjoy each other's presence.
What do you mean outside noise? The Son of God.
Exactly. Have we met him? Has he touched our lives?
No. I don't.
But you've touched mine. right?
Right.
And I've touched your family's life.
Okay.
And I think we should just forget Christmas.
No.
And have Usmas. No. Let's have Usmas.
What's Usmas?
We're celebrating us. Two families okay. colliding.
Who's making the Christmas dinner?
We're not having a Christmas dinner. Right. We're having Usmas why? Dinner. Usmas dinner.
Yes, but why? Because what's happened?
I don't fancy it, Fee. I'm not into it.
All right, you can stay here on your own.
I'll stay here.
All right, see ya. We're not together anymore. You're lonely. Your life's over.
I'll be in the group chat. Anyone on Fortnite?
No, it's
no, because we're all with our families.
Yeah. Well.
What if Mariah Carey is just lovely?
You've succumbed yourself to a life of misery.
What if she is just lovely?
She might be, but I just don't think me and Mariah... Sorry if this is the most controversial thing. I don't think me and Mariah Carey would get on. I don't.
I think you're really quick to say that.
I don't care.
I think you're really quick to say that. I reckon she does.
Do you know
waitresses
what, right?
at places.
Do you, know, you know Will JC?
Yeah, I know
the
him.
First time he came round my house, right, he thought I was a superstar YouTuber that lived in a mansion.
Yeah.
I lived at... Right?
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a shithole flat.
He just went around a couple of years too early then.
Yeah, well, he went in there, and I swear to God, I had maggots on the carpet.
Why?
That's rank.
Right? There was maggots on the carpet. I am not making that up. That happened.
That's
100%.
Disgusting.
Right? That is disgusting.
Is Mariah stepping over them?
Yeah, but you don't live there
yeah,
now,
you
do
live
you?
In a lovely big house
yeah,
now.
But I wouldn't...
You've got a dart swing.
Yeah, but does she play darts?
I don't know.
Is she keen to have a go on the Russ Spray app?
She'd be going round Fee's family Christmas, because that's where you'd be going.
Well, that's a much more civilised setting, yeah.
She'd like that.
Yeah. Well...
So Jack's never having Christmas again. Alfie and I are spending time with Mariah Carey on Christmas Day.
Okay, right. We're getting through these. Would you rather have to say Santa isn't real to every kid you ever see for the rest of your life? Yeah. Or, and hear me out, just volley a kid once.
Sorry?
Just volley a kid once.
How hard?
Like Johnny Wilkinson.
I would kill a kid then.
No.
Because
no.
he can...
You can kick it in the arse.
What damage are we talking?
Thank you. Thank you, Chris Tarrant.
What damage?
We don't want to give you that.
Well, you'd break its coccyx and you'd go to prison.
Careful, son.
Why? You would.
Oh, yeah, you'd go to prison.
Yeah, but I think you'd get away with it if it's your
right,
first
you'd go,
time
don't
offense.
Don't tell anyone.
Your
I just
first offence ever is volleying a kid up the arse.
Yeah, say I was trying to do crossbar challenge. The kid ran in the way. I booted it so far up the arse.
You're in a shopping centre.
Its liver's in its head.
So it would go to hospital though, wouldn't it?
Its liver's in its head. It'd be dead.
All right. Well, its liver's not going anywhere. But like, so it's hurt. It's sad. It's crying. Can't sit down for a week.
Yeah.
But then it gets over it pretty quick.
That's terrible. But then if the child thing, like, that's your life over. You can't ever go out in public again.
Yeah.
But so I would just do my time and then come out and...
Yeah, yeah, but how would you live with having known that you were the guy... And everyone knows you're the guy that volleyed a kid.
In my head, I'm going, yeah, but I saved Christmas for thousands of kids.
So does one kid's... Physical. Is that more important to you than the lives of millions of children?
That kid I've volleyed is still going to have a great Christmas.
Well, can't sit down, but...
Okay, well, it will have a great Christmas the year after.
Okay, yeah, it might do.
And it will still have the magic of Christmas.
How would you pick the kid?
Good question.
It's a very good
You'd
question.
You'd just pick an arsehole one, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a kid.
Right. That kid Stevie was telling us about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd go prison. Stevie would respect me.
I would respect him.
Yeah. And I volley the same kid.
Fucking hell. I'd be battering
straight at fucking hell.
Yeah, I think you just have to because in your head, like, how old's the kid?
Any age, up between sort of 4 and 5.
But not any, any age, two ages
these
then.
Specific age. Yeah. But no, but between 4 and 5, so it is 4.
There's a 6 month period.
Yeah,
there.
12 month.
I would just, oh yeah, Jesus, Alfie. I would just, I'd just have to do that, and I'd feel terrible, and I'd never probably get over it, and I'd go to jail. But it's the right thing to do.
Can I ask? Can I do a? What would you do, Stevie? Before we move on.
Well, I think the issue with the telling every kid that Santa's not real. In the long run, it doesn't matter that much because they're going to find out in the next couple of years anyway.
Yeah.
However, doing that, every parent It's, the issue isn't necessarily even the kids sometimes. It's going to be
their parents. That's what I mean, yeah.
All right, so does it change the vibe if you could go up to every kid and you have to go, Santa's not real, but the mum and dad don't hear, but it does question their beliefs a bit?
Yeah, I still wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
because they'd go, that fucking weird man over there has just come up to me in my face and gone, Father Christmas isn't real.
Right.
Yeah, would they even believe you, though? Would the kid believe that? Because the parents can then just go,
I think it's a lot of admin going out and then having to say, like, sorry, can I stop you there? There's a kid over there. Sorry, mate, there's a school bus over there.
Yeah.
You're gone an hour.
What would you do if you got given 500 quid for every kid you said that to?
Oh.
Oh, look at his.
Yeah.
His face is lit up.
I could pick Ka-ching. A few.
Ka-ching.
Yeah. Well,
I'd have a good day.
I think if I told Isaac, he'd just go, fair enough.
Would he not be devoed?
No, I don't think so.
I was devoed.
Were you? Is that why you hate Christmas now? I think we're unravelling some therapy here.
No.
When did you find out? How old were you?
I was about... I don't know. I want to say, like, I was quite young, but it was because of my older friends.
Did you really believe at one point?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Like... Hopper. To the point where when I heard that, it was like saying bread isn't real.
Yeah.
But I know it's real.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I was in the car with my dad. I still believed in Tooth Fairy. I still believed in Father Christmas. And someone in the back, in the ear above, went, oh, like so-and-so from school still believes Father Christmas is real. And then my dad, I can see looking at me like, oh, shit. And, I was in the front like, yeah, that's so pathetic. But inside, I'm like crushed.
Oh,
yeah. Hate that.
Yeah. That is so
it
sad.
Was fucked. It was
makes
fucked.
So much sense now that you're
yeah,
it
was
Christmas.
Pretty fucked up. Yeah, I still enjoyed it after that to a certain extent.
Did you?
Yeah, but you know, you feel like a bit of a mug, don't you?
Yeah. So is it a good thing then? Should we be telling kids early doors?
No.
Gotta say, as a parent, Santa's a knob.
No.
In the sense of,
yeah, you don't
Isaac every year thinks Santa's class.
Yeah.
There I am, got no money left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't care for me. Yeah. So what we do now, we only give him like one present from Santa and everything else from us.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Oh, Santa got you that. Pair of socks.
Yeah. Yeah, one sock.
Got you an Xbox, mate.
Yeah.
My cousin, when he was really young, asked for a parrot and a gun and £2,000. And he didn't get it.
He didn't, was he Jack Sparrow?
He didn't get it and he was fucking fuming.
But then
you tell these kids you can have anything. So he's gone.
You don't.
200 quid.
You don't.
Parrot like gun.
Fiona on the way up was telling us she saw a TikTok where the mum shared what the daughter had asked for this year.
Yeah.
And it said something like, what did it say, Stevie? Do you remember what it said?
It was like a brand new iPhone.
Oh, yeah. It was like an iPhone, maybe like a MacBook.
Fake nails.
Fake nails and anything from the Gucci store.
Well, yeah, I'd definitely drop kick a kid then.
When I went to Winter Wonderland, we took Isaac to Santa's grotto. So he met Santa and he was really nervous to go in. He ran away before going in because he was like, I don't know if he'll think
it's
I've been good enough.
Yeah, it's the,
he was like, I don't know if I'll be on the good list.
Punch his beard off,
and then
mate.
When we went in, Santa went, have you been a good boy? Are you going to be on the good list? And he went, medium list.
Oh.
And then
that he ran away.
Yeah, and then he went, oh, so what do you want? And he just went, lots of toys.
Yeah.
And then Santa gave him this little dog and he went, oh, what are you going to name him? And Isaac didn't know what to say. So I just went, what about The Simpsons? And he looked at me really annoyed, went, yeah, Santa's little helper. And then when we left, he went, why did you do that? And I went, what? And I went, you told him I watched The Simpsons. That's too old for my age.
That's cute.
I remember one time I was trying to be, I had found out and at a school fete thing, there was a Father Christmas there giving presents out. But you went in the room with him alone and me and my mate went in and I was like, I'm going to pretend I still believe like that. And he went, ho, ho, you're not a bit too old to be in here, young man. And I went, no, I love you, Father Christmas. And he went, oh, and what do you want to be when you're older? And I went, I want to be one of your elves. And he pulled his beard down, leaned in and went, are you taking a piss?
No, I fucking swear to God.
And I bottled it and I went, no, no, like I really want to be one of your elves. And he went, oh.
No.
I swear.
Nah.
And he went,
because he would have known how to treat like.
No, I swear. No, because I was old. And
no, I know, but like they'll deal with like autistic kids.
That's what
and
he
other,
thought.
So, like,
that's what he thought.
Yeah, so that's a weird reaction to do.
He went, "Are you taking the piss?" I shat myself, and then I went, "I'd make things at woodwork in school, so I must have been in high school. So I've been making things in woodwork and stuff to practice." And he gave me like a little Doctor Who book. Fucking embarrassing, that, isn't it?
God.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah.
I've told this on the pub before, but I love the story of Fiona's cousin got a present, and the mum and dad were like, "Where's that from? Go on, who got you that? Like, is it from us or is it from Santa?" She opened it up, looked at it, and she went, "It's from Asda." Right, so would you rather, what was it? Say
we're all volleying a kid. Are you volleying a kid?
Yeah, I'm overhead kicking it, mate. I'm Garnacho in that bitch. Right.
That bitch.
I call it a bitch. It's not old enough to form its own opinions on the world.
Not opinions on the world. 4.5.
Are we ever old enough? Are we ever old enough to form opinions on the world?
Yeah, fair point.
God, don't try and get philosophical after saying, "Would you come down a chimney once a year?"
Oh. Would you rather go everywhere with 9 reindeers or go everywhere dressed as Father Christmas?
Is the plural reindeer? Right? I don't want to be a nitpicker. I'm generally just interested.
With 9 reindeer. Would you rather go everywhere with 9 reindeer or go everywhere dressed as Father Christmas, but for the rest of your natural life?
Oh, reindeer, surely.
No, what? How are you getting in here?
Are you allowed to take them inside places?
Well, do they have a pet policy?
They'll go, no.
Yeah, but then can you not leave it outside the front?
You can't go on holiday. You can't go. Oh, can I just leave these 9 reindeer out the front?
Yeah, outside.
Like how would you go to Murderers and watch the football on a Saturday?
Leave them out front.
No, because then Phil would go, "Guys, there's 9 reindeer out front."
Yeah, and I go, "Phil, mate, charge. Get people petting them. Charge for people to pet them. You got a business."
That's good.
No, he'd go, "No, this is too short notice to start a whole new facet to this
business." I'll DM him before I go.
That works, but Sainsbury's, that's a harder sell, isn't it? Sainsbury's ain't going to start doing that.
Click and collect.
You can ride up.
You can't ever go on holiday.
You can. Yeah. They can fly you there.
Yeah, you can take.
They're reindeer, mate.
Take horses on planes.
You can take 9 reindeer. Wouldn't that cost loads?
Yeah, it would cost mental.
And then where would you go? You can't chill by the pool.
Lapland. I'd love it.
Yeah, you'd have to go colder places, wouldn't you?
No, I think dressed as Father Christmas is way less.
Yeah, it is, isn't
but
it?
You hate Christmas.
But imagine, like,
I don't hate it that much, right? I just don't enjoy the day.
But imagine if, say, like, your girlfriend's family member died.
I'd lose her. Yeah, I'd lose everything.
You would have to go to the funeral.
Yes, I would lose my girlfriend because on day 14, she'd be going again.
Yeah.
It's July. Why are you doing this again?
I like how it took until day 14.
Yeah, because I think normal. For a while, like day one, she's like, "Oh my God, like what the hell?"
Yeah.
And then day two, she's like, "What? Like you're doing it again?" Day like, and then I think it's like, okay, we need to get this guy some therapy because he's not stopping.
Yeah.
But then even when I still don't stop, that's when people just start cutting me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're doing it after a few days and she's thinking it's getting quite weird now, and she goes to open the wardrobe and sees all of your clothes are gone. It's just Santa outfit, Santa outfit.
Just one you'd need, but
I wouldn't be on here anymore, would I?
How would you manage that?
Just wash it every evening.
How long would you keep me on here if I kept doing it?
I would personally fucking love that.
But what if it was 200 eps in and there's guests coming in and I'm still Father Christmas?
Yeah, guests coming in, I'd be like, "Sorry about him, he's going for a weird..."
Can you dress as Santa for just one random episode next summer?
Yeah.
That's never happening. Right.
I will do it if you buy it.
Can you do it every day for the rest of your life?
No.
And that's the question.
I would rather that than the reindeer.
I'd rather that than the reindeer.
I just think at least I can still... Live a lonely life, but live a life where I can move around.
You can move around with the reindeer.
No, it's such a faff. Like, I still have my freedom.
If you're allowed to keep them outside, I'll go for the reindeer.
Yeah.
Mm.
If you're...
What about Parents' Day?
Yeah.
What are you doing turning up with 9 reindeer?
Yeah, where do you leave them?
Outside.
Yeah, but you're then too far into the school. There's got to be some sort of, like, distance limit.
Yeah.
You can't go... Because I'm going to be like, "Oh, I'll just leave them at home while I go on holiday."
Well, it depends if they're allowed to let me do certain things. Driving would be hard. Just thought.
Put them on the back. You might fly.
Yeah, but travel... You can't get on the train. You can't get on the tube.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do Santa, aren't we?
Yeah.
Santa. Right. This one's very interesting.
Interesting or
Rizzy? No,
it's not sexy. I said there's only two.
We've
only done one.
We've done one.
Oh.
Do Do you want the sex one?
No.
Actually, I don't know if there is. There might not be. Right. Might not be.
Oh, lovely.
Might not be. Don't think there is, actually. No.
Rismus has grown.
Very nice.
Right. Would you rather do heroin before going to your partner's for Christmas dinner?
Flip me.
Yeah. Right.
That's horrific.
Yeah. Like, well, your partner's parents.
Okay.
Your girlfriend's parents for Christmas dinner, or go normal, but after dinner, you have to say to her mum the sentence, "That was honestly fucking vile, you bitch," once, and you can't apologise for a year.
Oh!
Heroin. Heroin.
Yeah, but if you do heroin, you're like...
Yeah, fine.
What?
That's fine.
You're not thinking about this.
Because I would just go afterwards, like, I'm a drug addict. At least that's an illness.
Yeah.
I cannot do the second one under any circumstances.
But after a year, you can tell her what, but you have to wait until the Christmas dinner the next year.
I just think the bridge is burnt after a year.
I don't think you're getting invited back for Christmas dinner the next year.
Can you just say it in a bit of a cheeky way? That was honestly fucking vile, you bitch.
No.
So cheeky.
If one of my sister's boyfriends came and said that to my mum...
What are you doing?
I would... Well, what would I do? How big are they? I would say, that's fucking out of order. And then I'd go to my sister, he's not the one. Is he?
He's not the one. No, he's
Mariah's
not.
Mariah's fuming.
Oh, you'd have... Yeah, I think... Oh, it's so weird that heroin is the better option here.
Yeah. But what about if you get hooked on Heza? You're fucked.
Yeah. Well, hey.
I would still take those chances.
Yeah, you could say no after one, can't you?
I'm so...
That's not advice. That is not advice.
Try it, surely.
You can have one.
You can't even have one?
It was kind of a question to be like...
One heroin.
Do you think you get away
someone out there who's 5 years clean. Oh, yeah, I probably can have one this year.
No, I don't mean it like that. But like, you're not gonna. Are you gonna get instantly addicted after one if you've never been addicted before?
I think it is highly likely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, who are all the heroin addicts that have had it once gone? Not for me.
What if,
another go?
What if I got addicted to calling Ariane's mum a bitch?
Then that's a weird fetish.
As well, like, say our girlfriends break up with us because we turned up on heroin.
Yeah.
At least they'd go, oh, like, when they're talking about me in the future, it's like, oh, Alpha's a nice guy. It's a shame he went down that road.
Yeah.
Whereas if they break up with you because of that, it's like, he was horrible, that guy.
I think you could get away with it once.
No.
I would go, Fiona's mum's so polite
She's
and lovely.
She's lovely and sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Fiona's mum. And I'll go like this, ready? Oh, hello. Did you enjoy your dinner?
Before we do this, I just want to say that I never ever want to do this situation, yeah? So I'm really thinking about how much I don't want to do heroin, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm having this option.
Okay.
Oh.
How was your dinner, Jack? All right. You left a bit. A bit in your place.
God, it's hard.
You can't even say it to me.
Wait. Oh, God. Nah. Can I say other things around it, but I have to get that sent out?
No, okay. You have to say that.
All right. Say it again.
Hello, Jack. I know you've got a bit on your plate there. Did you enjoy your dinner?
Oh, that was honestly fucking vile, you bitch. I can't. Give me the smack. Give me the smack. It's got to be, you got to do smack.
Because Ali's mum's really lovely as well, and I would just hate to say that to someone nice.
It's exactly what we said at the top of the show when we said that I hate people's kindness being
thrown exactly. Because she's gone to the effort to like invite me, make me this meal, and it's just, like, honestly, I would never ever get over that.
How would they react to you turning up on heroin?
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
Yeah, it's
if
not
I'm
great.
Smacked up carrying Mariah Carey in.
But then what? I don't know what that really looks like. Am I
try not to be disrespectful to any drug addicts that are listening, but I'm talking that they've done a lot of heroin where they're not functioning on it properly.
So I'm non-responsive.
You're sort of gouging out at the table.
I think that they would not assume it was heroin and they'd take me to hospital.
Yeah, I think you've had a sort of like funny.
And time. Then the doctor would go, it's heroin. And
yeah.
And then...
You got the belt on your arm.
Well, no, that's come off, hasn't it?
Is it?
Why would that still be on?
because sometimes when they do the heroin, they just mellow out there. Happy Christmas.
How'd he get there? How did he get?
This is the worst Christmas podcast.
Do you think anyone's
ever fucking?
Do you think anyone's
done arse cannon? Fucking heroin.
Do you think anyone's playing along at home?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you are, let us know your answers on Reddit.
Right, I'd just do the smack because I can't say that to somebody, anybody, let alone somebody lovely.
I just don't know if it really, really come down to it. Because this is the thing: it's easy to say the answer that you think makes you look best, but if it come down to it, imagine this, Alfie. Click your fingers.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
This is happening, right? This is happening. You have to walk into Ali's mum's house in Belfast. Mm. But before that, you have to take a little stop to city centre and inject heroin into your arm. You have to do that.
Yeah.
Or you just have to say, that was honestly fucking vile, you bitch.
I promise you, like, I physically... I would have a many B on the way over there if I knew I was about to have to say
that. Yeah, you'd have a many B either way. I don't think I'm going to be...
Yeah, but at least I wouldn't have guilt that the heroin way. In a way, I'd be like, look, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm now a heroin addict.
Yeah.
But at least I've done the right thing.
Okay. You're going for that. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to say that was fucking vile, you bitch.
I think I would as well. I think... her family would hate me for a year, but then next Christmas, I have to go in there and I go, I'm so sorry about last year. I'm very aware what I did was repulsive, but it was either that or some genie or some Uncle Rismus.
And you can prove it.
You can prove it.
See that... when can I tell Ali?
A year later.
No, because
can't
she's found some hunk. I'm gone. They're going to go, sorry, mate, too late. You had a fucking year to tell
us. If she loves you that much, I think you could get away with one bitch.
But if it was the other way round, I would be going, this can continue if you apologise, but you can't, can you? Mm. For a year. So then that, it's almost like that's the bit which is really bad.
Yeah.
It's not the saying it and then going, no, I just had to say that. It's the,
it's the
your
belief.
Partner going, say sorry.
Yeah.
And then you're going, no.
No, it was shit.
It's why it's the old, the famous would you rather fuck a horse and no one ever finds out or not fuck a horse, but everyone thinks you're a horse fucker.
Is it like that?
Yeah, that's no, but that's difficult because the best option there is, well, I don't want anyone to know I fucked a horse.
What if you want to fuck a horse and tell everyone?
Then that's why you went viral on Twitter a few weeks ago. Right. Okay, so I'm going to, you're smacking it up.
Yeah.
I'm bitching it up.
And I'm bitching it up too. Right. Now, I'm going to go for one that's similar to that because I think the hardest thing there was having to say something vile.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you one where the both options are something vile.
Yeah.
Would you rather take a lovely cheesecake to your partner's house for Christmas, partner's mum's house for Christmas, and once everyone's enjoyed it, say, that's made from my mum's breast milk.
Okay.
Right.
And it's actually made from your mum's breast milk, right?
Okay.
Okay.
So you take a mum's breast milk cheesecake round.
And you never once acknowledge it's weird. So when they're all going, that's weird, you go, that's not.
Okay.
Right? Or, I feel like you don't think that's that bad, but, or once you've all enjoyed Christmas dinner around there, you have to say to your partner's mum, lovely dinner. the gammon was a bit salty though. Although your daughter is used to salty tastes with my semen.
First one. First one, obviously. First one.
Really?
Cheesecake all day.
Really?
Yeah.
You're poisoning...
I'd say it was an Indian thing. I honestly would. I'd just make some shit up.
Rather, like, but that's...
I'd be like, oh, we've done this in my family for years.
But that second one could just be a joke, couldn't it?
No, I don't think you understand that some people outside of this podcast don't do that humour with each other.
No, and I wouldn't at Christmas.
Yes, so... That is
Christmas. Is it? Are you saying it just
that's
to the
so
mum?
Bad
to the mum, like.
But like,
no,
in front
that's
of everyone?
So bad.
Yeah, it's bad, but it's so is feeding tip milk cake.
No, because that isn't on your personality.
And to everyone.
To everyone.
Like you're saying it to mum, but is everyone in the room?
No, just
or
the mum.
Just the mum.
I'd say that and just pray they think it's a joke.
Yeah, because it is a joke. Yeah. So you could. It's.
She's used to that semen and that.
No, the first one, I pray she thinks the breast milk's a joke.
No. You have to be serious about it.
Yeah,
it's
I would.
From
but
the
then
cake.
I'd go, no, milk, seriously, it is. And she'd go, okay.
No. She believes it. She's
yeah, still
there
that.
Going, you've just fed me your mum's tit milk.
Yeah, still that. I go, I'm so sorry. I just thought that's what everyone did.
I don't think either of those are as bad as the previous question.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think I could handle both of those.
Really?
I'll do them both.
Okay, let us know you get on. Put that on your Instagram story. So you've got January the 5th. You've got
Imagine my next Instagram story. It's just me going up to Ariane's mum.
Seaman and that. Okay. Would you rather play in the World Darts Championship final, broadcast on television to millions with your own ability, and have the entire crowd hate you, or get gifted tickets to the final and just scream horrible insults at the players on stage until you're removed from the venue with the whole crowd booing?
I think I'd rather play.
Me too.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would
yeah.
you?
Because I think my mates would find that fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, because you know I'm shit.
Yeah.
And then I'd, like, celebrate like, a 23. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And, like, do all the
Yeah,
darts-y
I think you've
things.
Got content and stuff there.
You kind of fuck up the darts for everyone, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, because the other guy wins. He's loving it.
Yeah, but you fuck... Yeah, apart from, like, Michael Van Gerwen, but you fuck it for everyone that's sat down to watch that.
Oh, they're not watching it. They're all smashed in the crowd, aren't they? They're,
no, they, people they at home, hate though.
Oh, people at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that happened to a darts player recently, didn't it?
What?
There was a player who got, like, absolutely destroyed, and he, like, tweeted, being like, I was just having fun, like, sorry. And, like, everyone was having a go at him.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember who it was, but...
I think some people would think you're a legend.
Yeah.
Some will.
Okay.
Because no one will know if you're taking the piss either. Yeah. No one will know if you're purposefully playing bad. And you go,
That's true.
That's for you to decide.
Okay.
What would you do?
Nice and easy. I would just play it. And then I'd be like, sorry, I qualified on merit and I had a bad day at the office.
Yeah, I had a bad day.
You're still like in promo. And you never, ever play a professional game again. Bad day at the office, sorry.
We'll regroup and go again next year. Yeah. Okay, nice and easy one there. Last one.
That is the sexual one's done now, because surely the salty one was a sexual one.
No.
How is that not a sexual one? Oh, I hate the sexual ones. Do it now.
I'm going to look at you. Would you rather make love to Michael Bublé?
Yep.
Right.
Once.
Right.
Full nude. And it's shown...
Okay. Full nude. Like, you're going to keep your top
well.
On, mate.
Might as well.
And it's shown live on BBC instead of the King's speech on Christmas Day for the world to see.
No one would believe me if it wasn't.
Or video of you having some alone time,
right,
is spliced into the final scene of Love Actually when your family are all nestled up watching on Christmas night.
That's a really good question.
See?
That's a really weird question.
Yeah. But don't slag it off before you hear it.
Do you know what I first thought? I think my answer's the second one, but my first thought was, well, I'd become the most famous person in the world for a day and somehow cash in on that and just go off in a yacht and never be seen again.
But imagine you're around Ali's families. You're sat down to watch the King's
speech. I'd probably...
They're not watching it.
I would most likely not be in the room. If I knew
no,
that.
No, you have to be in the room and you can't preempt anything for either one. So, oh, the King's speech is now on. Hello, welcome to Christmas.
Yeah.
That's Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
And then he goes, before we start the festivities,
yeah,
watch this beautiful piece of art. Cue Alfie bumming Bublé.
I'm glad that it's that way round.
I wouldn't care either way.
I just think it'd destroy me.
He would.
He's a lot bigger than me.
Yeah, he would. A lot of soul in it, though.
Yeah.
It'd probably be quite nice, actually, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You'd be feeling good.
I would do... Yeah, but the first one... The second one, for me, is just, like, less people are seeing...
Yeah,
my
that's
member.
The point. Less people are seeing it, but it's a bit more embarrassing.
Yeah, but how many people... Oh, it's only the family watching.
I generally think with my family, we'd be able to get over that after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the family are watching it either way, though. It's just, do you want the family to see you and the world to see you with Bublé?
Yeah, but what one's like, oh, that's a bit like embarrassing. That's you on your own in your room. Like,
weirder that Bublé's there than on your own.
Is it?
Yes.
Again, it's like the pooing situation.
It is, because that's a whole way of life that they didn't know I was. It's completely changed. How did you meet Michael Bublé? We didn't realise you're into that.
The two, one by one.
I've lost think, Ali.
Nah, I think she'd stay with you, wouldn't she?
No.
She wouldn't.
I've cheated on her. There's a video for all her family and friends of me doing that.
Is it cheating if it's with a man?
What?
Yeah. I don't... What are you on a... Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yes. That sounds like you're fighting something there.
Then I'm sorry. I just think... I think it's less intrusive if the whole world is watching it.
What? That feels the most intrusive thing possible.
I know, but if it's just the family, it feels like this little, like, oh, we're now about to watch the bit with Hugh Grant at the door. Oh,
I just think that's way less bad than the whole world seeing you have sexual intercourse fully nude.
I think they'd get it. I think it goes, Buble, fair play.
You would say that to me. That's the only thing you'd say.
If you showed me a video of you sleeping with Michael Bublé,
yeah,
I'd respect it. I'd go, fair play.
I'd be fuming.
Yeah, you'd be jail. Well, jail.
I would have liked to at least met him.
I think that's less weird.
No. Well, I don't think it is. Because it's more surprising. The Bublé thing's more surprising to everybody.
Yeah, so I think the element of surprise takes over the weirdness and they just go, oh, fuck.
But then they're just sitting down after 5 minutes, like that novelty wears off and then everyone's just watching it.
Yeah.
Longer than 5 minutes with Bublé.
What are you going for?
Bublé.
Yeah, you're going Bublé.
Yeah, I love the man.
You going for Love Actually?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going Bublé. I was going to leave it there, but I've got one more for you if you like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Right.
Go on.
No, it's all right.
He said there were only two weird ones, so this is going to be fine.
Yeah. Would you rather your girlfriend's dad walks in on you naked?
Is it all of it? Oh.
Walks in on you naked, right? Oh. Say, like, in your bathroom or something.
Brushing your teeth.
Yeah. You're brushing your teeth. Yeah. On Christmas Day, then you have to have Christmas dinner with him.
Yeah.
Or would you rather walk in on him naked, brushing his teeth?
Walk in on him.
Would you?
Mm.
Yeah.
What would you rather, Jack?
What would you rather, Stevie?
No, Jack, what would you rather?
I've asked the question, so I'll just...
Ariane's dad isn't alive.
Okay. Mum, then.
Okay, so what was it?
Would you rather walk in on Ariane's mum naked?
Yeah.
Or her walking on me naked? I'd rather walk in on her.
Oh, yeah?
Because then I'd just go, all right.
Sorry.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the end
Jack,
of that.
Jack, no. What are you doing?
Put my shoe on.
You didn't do it.
What are you doing with Fee's dad? Have you done it already? Is this why you put it in there?
Do you not know about this? Do you not know about this? Do you not know about this?
No?
Yes! I love Christmas.
What? Hold on.
Have you not said this on the pod?
Nah.
No way. No.
Has Fee's dad seen you naked?
He walked in. I was in the bathroom. And it's double whammy, mate. Double whammy. I was brushing my teeth.
Naked?
Naked. I was about to get in the shower and I thought, teeth feel a bit gritty. Brushing the teeth. Just a bit like dazed.
Unlock door.
I thought I'd lock the fucking door, right? I know I always lock the door. Brushing the teeth. He's walked in, right? So he can see my ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also in front of the sink is a mirror and...
Your penis and testicles.
The whole shalong.
What's he said?
He went, sorry about that. And I was just like, you've said a sentence. You could have got out by that time. And then he went downstairs and I text Fiona.
This is so pathetic, by the way.
Why is it? I didn't expect him to walk in.
What you say is so pathetic.
I can't believe it.
You want to know the text messages?
Yeah.
Fee, have you got the text messages?
How long ago was this?
About a year ago.
I can't believe you never told me.
I can't believe you've not said it on the pod. It's the best story ever.
I've been sitting on it.
Have you? really like what you saw.
Right, these are the text messages. Okay, thanks.
This is you to Fee?
This is me to Fee, yeah.
Did Fee's dad ever say anything to her?
No, but they discussed it before I'd come. Yeah, so yeah. Right, so this happened on the 27th of March, 2022.
Oh, just after your birthday.
I said, she said... Whole family's here. When are you coming down? I said, I'm just filling out these forms for when me and Stevie go to a country.
And they'd already spoken about it.
What?
And they already spoken about
point.
It. Oh, a country.
she said, okay, come down, scones and sandwiches. I said, yeah, I'll come down in a bit. I'm just not feeling too sociable right now, if I'm honest.
Wait, had it happened by that
no.
point?
No.
So well, that hasn't happened yet.
You're just a fucking grumpy bastard.
Yeah. Yeah, and then she said, yep, no problem, whenever, cucumbers, cheese.
Oh, right. Foreshadowing.
I said, and then after cucumbers and cheese, there's a 3-minute delay where I said, Fee, are you you on your phone, Fiona? She said, yeah. I put, your dad just come in the bathroom and I was naked and he saw me. Then I sent another one saying, I am mortified. Then another one. And this is the killer. Fee, I am shaking.
He's shaking because he's seen his willy.
She said, it's okay.
And then
I replied, I am honestly shaking.
Why were you shaking?
Because I was petrified that I had to look that man in the eyes after he saw what is quite honestly a pathetic penis.
Yeah, but that's better if you're the dad of the son.
Daughter.
I think.
What?
If you're the dad of the daughter, it's better.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's had to look at that and then look me in the eye.
I know. It's not great, but I wouldn't be fucking shivering like I'd just come back from a war.
I had to have a cold shower.
Oh, really?
That's not going to help the situation.
Why were you brushing you? I find it hard to believe that, like, oh, I was just getting in. Like, what were you doing? Like, what were you doing?
What are you going on about with Fee?
Because it's like, Fee mentioned this yesterday. It's very weird that he just so happened to be, like, standing in front of the mirror naked.
Hold on, why did you keep talking about it? Why were you talking about it yesterday as well?
We
brought it up in the meal, and Alfie said, this needs to be told on the podcast. And I said, I will die before this gets told on the podcast. And then he said, if my touching tips, would I lie to you in there? I said, fair enough, I can't.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
What were you doing, really? No, what were you doing, really? It's okay if you were doing anything, because sometimes
you
just like to...
What do you think I was doing, Alfie?
Looking to see how you looked nude?
Well, the mirror's there, so I'm going to look at my penis in the mirror anyway.
He's implying. Yeah, I think he's implying you're masturbating, Jack.
No, I'm not. And that's where I cross the line, because I'm generally not.
Why can't he brush his teeth like that? I think it's weird to brush your teeth completely naked. What I do is I come home... Go like from the gym, go to the toilet, and then I'm naked.
Yeah.
And then I turn my shower on, and whilst the water heats up, I'm brushing my teeth.
Yes.
Well, I just go because I know I'm about to shower anyway. So but I thought,
do
I might
you,
as well.
Do you stand in front of the mirror and brush your teeth and look at your penis?
Well, if the mirror's there.
If it's there, you can't. Like it's like when Jack accidentally sent a dick pic to the car people in America.
Yeah, Enterprise, yeah.
Because even that's like. It's happening a lot. People are seeing your penis a lot.
Her dad and the bloke at the car rental in Vegas. Yeah. That's it. Right. This has been the festive edition of Would You Rather. I have absolutely hated these last 5 minutes.
Well, maybe rather than you saying goodbye because you're in a bad mood, get Father Rismus to say goodbye to everyone.
Do you think I'm fucking doing that character now?
That's why I want to see how you do it.
Do you do the outro?
Was it all trimmed?
Manscaped?
Yeah.
Looking good?
It's looking all right.
There we go. Don't worry about that then. There's no reason to shake. He should be
shaking
at that.
Don't worry about it then. All right. Well, send Ariane's mum a picture of your cock, then see how you feel. Because I can tell you now, it's not a nice feeling.
Do you think he's thought about it since?
I don't want to know. From Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast with me, Alfie Indra and Stevie White. See you in a few days.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
And he saw your bum.
You pricks. Yes, he saw both things.
He saw it all.
Yeah.
Lucky man.